Welcome in. Today we're building one of the most addictive tricks in jungle and drum and bass, a layered call and response bass riff that has real, floor-shaking low end, but still speaks clearly on small speakers. The concept is simple. The call is your sub foundation. Clean, mono, boring on purpose. The response is your mid-bass layer, reese, stab, or gritty movement that answers the sub in the gaps. When you split those jobs properly, you get movement, weight, and clarity all at the same time. Settle in, because by the end you'll have a tight 4-8 bar loop, a bass bus that behaves with your drums, and a mini arrangement plan that feels like a legit drop at 174 BPM. Step 0. Set up the session. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM, right in that jungle sweet spot. Now create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one SUB. Name the second one MID bass. Optional but helpful, create an audio track for a clean kick, or a drum bus track that your kick is living inside. We'll use that as the sidechain source in a bit. Finally, select the SUB and MID bass tracks and group them. Name the group bass bus. Quick coaching note, if you already have a breakbeat loop running, keep it playing. Bass decisions are way easier when the drums are rolling, because jungle bass is not just notes, it's rhythm and breathing. Step 1. Build a clean sub. This is the call. On the SUB track, load Ableton's Waveutable. Set oscillator 1 to assign wave. Turn unison off. Keep the filter off, or fully open. The goal is a stable pressure tone, not a synth patch. Now shape the amp envelope so it's tight but not clicky. Set attack to somewhere between 0 and 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically off, unless you want longer sustained notes. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. You're aiming for a sub that hits and gets out of the way. At 174 BPM, long tails build up fast and start smearing your groove. After Waveutable, add EQ8. Turn on a high pass filter around 20 to 25 Hz to remove rumble you can't really hear, but you'll definitely feel in the wrong way. If the sub feels boxy, do a tiny dip, like 2 dB, around 200 to 300 Hz. Optional. Then add utility. Turn on bass mono, and set it so everything below about 120 Hz is mono. And keep the width at 0% on the sub. Always. Teacher tip, if you're tempted to saturate the sub right now, don't. Not yet. Beginners usually lose floor-shaking energy by trying to make the sub exciting. The excitement belongs above it. Step 2. Build the mid-bass response layer. On the MID bass track, load Waveutable again. This time, we'll do an easy restyle mid. Set oscillator 1 to saw. Oscillator 2 also to saw. Detune oscillator 2 slightly so you get that wide, alive movement. Add unison, but keep it reasonable, like 2 to 4 voices. Too much unison gets messy fast. Turn on a low-pass filter, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz. We'll animate it later. If there's filter drive available, add a little. Nothing crazy. Set the amp envelope. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds, decay 300 to 700 milliseconds, sustain around minus 10 to minus 20 dB, and release 100 to 250 milliseconds. This layer can be punchy and stabby, but you still want it to feel like it has body. Now add a simple DNB mid-device chain. First, add saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull the output down so it's not just louder. Loud is not the same as better. Second, add auto filter. Choose either band pass if you want that talking, nasal mid character, or low pass if you want more of a classic re-sweep. Add a little envelope amount so each note bites and then relaxes. Third, add EQ8. This part is non-negotiable. High pass the MID bass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is how you protect the sub lane. If you want more presence, try a gentle boost somewhere between 700 Hz and 2 kHz. Fourth, add utility. Set width somewhere controlled, like 0 to 60%. If it's getting messy or facey, bring it way down. Jungle bass can be wide in the mids, but it has to collapse to mono cleanly. Quick coaching mindset. Think of this as two lanes. Lane 1 is 0 to 120 Hz. Mono, stable, mostly just the sub. Lane 2 is roughly 150 Hz to 2 kHz. That's where movement and personality live. If you keep that two-lane rule, your low end gets loud and clean way faster. Step 3. Write the call and response MIDI. This is the fun part. Pick a key. We'll use F minor, very common in jungle. Here's a trick to stay musical quickly in Live 12. Drop the scale device on both SUB and MID bass tracks. Set it to F minor. Now, even if you play around, you'll land in the right neighborhood. Now create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the SUB track. Set your grid to 1/16. Before you place notes, choose a conversation rule. This stops you from accidentally writing 2 bass lines that fight. We'll use Rule It today. Sub only on downbeats, like 1 and 3, and the mid answers everywhere else. So in your SUB clip, start simple. Put an F on beat 1, put another F on beat 3. Then add 1 or 2 syncopated hits, like on the end of 2 and the end of 4. If that's confusing, here's what to listen for. You want the sub to feel like it's anchoring the loop, not chatting nonstop. Keep the SUB note count under 6 notes for the full 2 bars. Seriously, fewer notes usually hits harder. Now copy that MIDI clip to the MID bass track. On mid bass, we're going to flip the roll. Keep the syncopation and make it respond in the gaps. Shorten the note length so they feel stabby. 1/16 to 1/8 is a great starting range. You can even delete the strongest downbeat notes in the mid layer, so the sub owns that space and the mid only answers around it. If you want a super effective beginner hook, keep the sub mostly on F, but let the mid do a tiny pitch shape like F minor to E flat and back to F. That's a classic tension and release move without adding complexity. Optional if 12 speed move, for the MID bass only. Right-click the notes and try MIDI transform tools like Add Subtle Variation. It can generate little rhythmic changes that feel more human. And if you use Humanize, keep it tiny and only on the mid. Do not humanize the sub unless you want a deliberate dragging feel. Step 4. Make the response talk with simple modulation. Go to the auto filter on the MID bass. Turn on the LFO. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Set the amount around 10 to 30%. Try phase at 0 degrees for a tight, forward movement, or 180 degrees for a different push-pull feel. Now combine that with envelope amount. The envelope gives you that per-note bite, and the LFO gives you ongoing motion. Together they create that yay-yay jungle speech without complicated sound design. Another super musical trick. Velocity becomes speech. If louder notes open the filter more, the bass sounds like it's talking. You can do this in Wavebeatable by mapping velocity to filter cutoff, or you can just use the auto filter envelope and draw velocity changes in the MIDI clip. Loud notes feel like words. Quiet notes feel like murmurs. Step 5. Lock the bass to the drums with sidechain. On the bass bus group, add a compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose audio from your kick track if you have one. If you're using a break with no clean kick, use the full drum bus, but be gentle. Set ratio to around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the bass still punches a bit. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, and adjust it until it breathes with the groove. Lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. If the groove starts pumping in a way that ruins the roll, back off. Less reduction, lower ratio, or a different sidechain source. In jungle, you want movement, not seasickness. Expansion tip: if you want a cleaner result, sidechain the mid more than the sub. You can put separate compressors on SUB and MID instead of only on the bus. Light ducking on the sub, slightly stronger on the mid. That keeps the low end steady, while the speech layer dances around the breaks. Step 6. Tighten the low end. This is where floor shaking is actually won. First, do a quick translation check. Solo the SUB. It should sound like a clean pressure tone. Not wide, not warbly, not fuzzy. Solo the MID. It should sound kind of thin because it's high-passed. That's correct. Now play them together. They should feel bigger than either one soloed. If they feel smaller together, you likely have overlap in the low end or phase weirdness from stereo width. On the SUB, keep it mono. If your sub tails are smearing into the next hit, consider a gate after EQ. Set it gently, just enough to tidy the tail. This often sounds cleaner than overcompressing at fast tempos. On the MID, make sure your high pass is doing its job. Start at 100 to 120 Hz. If the whole bass suddenly feels thin, you can lower it to 80 or 90, but be careful. The sub and mid should not both be in charge below 120. Level balance rule of thumb. Turn your master down so you're not chasing loudness. Get the sub feeling solid, but not overwhelming. Then bring the mid up until the rhythm is obvious on small speakers. If you try to make the sub audible on a phone, you'll almost always overcook it. Let the mid translate. Let the sub punch the room. Step 7. Turn the loop into an 8-bar drop idea. Take your 2-bar riff and duplicate it until you have 8 bars. Bars 1 to 2, sub only or sub with very minimal mid filter down. Bars 3 to 4, bring in the mid response quietly with the filter more closed. Bars 5 to 6, Open the filter, maybe push saturation slightly, full response energy, bar 7 to 8, and a variation or turnaround. Here's a very jungle correct trick. Remove one sub hit you normally expect, and replace it with a mid-only stab and a tiny silence, like a 1/16 or 1/8 mute. That missing low end becomes the fill, and it makes the loop restart hit harder. If you want one more little spice moment, in bar 8, do a triplet tease on the mid. Temporarily switch the grid to 1/16T and place 3 quick hits inside one beat, just once per phrase. It's jungle flavor, not the whole meal. Optional sound design upgrade for better speaker translation. Make a return track called MID Grit. Put a harder saturator on it, then EQ8 high pass at 200 to 300 Hz, then utility with width kept controlled, like 0 to 30%. Send only the MID bass to it. That way you get more audible grit without contaminating the sub lane. Before we wrap, common beginner fixes. If the mid is fighting the sub, high pass the mid higher, around 100 to 120. If the sub feels weak on big systems, go back to basics. Pure sine, mono, no chorus, no unison, and don't oversaturate. If the bass feels late or laggy, shorten releases, especially on the sub, and check that your MIDI notes aren't overlapping too much. If sidechain ruins the roll, lighten it or sidechain from kick only. And if the riff doesn't sound like a conversation, delete notes from the sub. That's the number one fix.